I didn't think I was going to be a performer. Maybe when I was little, I had a rock star Barbie, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be like you.
I'm going to be like you, rock star Barbie.
Yeah. She was Asian, too, so I was like,
This is really attainable.
You're my hero.
When Priscilla Ahn decided to become a rock star, she worked hard at it the old-fashioned way. She played as many shows as possible and waited tables to make money. But sometimes it's about being in the right place at the right time. And for Priscilla, opening a show for songwriter Joshua Radin also opened a lot of doors. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Priscilla Ahn grew up in a small Pennsylvania town and didn't pick up the guitar until she was 14. But within 2 years, she was out looking for an open mic. Oddly enough, a local professor of music urged her to pursue her dreams and skip college for a while. She did just that, and soon enough was in Los Angeles. Well, it worked for her, eventually opening for Joshua Radin, Amos Lee, and Ray LaMontagne, and releasing her debut, A Good Day, in 2008. Priscilla's new album is called When You Grow Up, and it features many co-written songs with folks like Jake Blanton, Inara George, and Sia Furler. And when Priscilla visited Studio A, host Alisa Ali got to ask her about some of those collaborations.
This is called Ooh La La, and it's one that I wrote with a friend, Eleni Mandel, who's an amazing singer-songwriter. And we got together, you know, sort of talking about, you know, what should we write a song about? And we were like, what if, you know, something that you do every day, like going to get a coffee, you know, you're going on your way to do that, but all these things were happening in the universe to like make you take a totally different route to get there. And then at the end, you fell in love.
Oh, wow. So with a person and not your cup of coffee.
Yeah, with a human being.
Okay, that's so, a great concept.
Yeah.
So you get out of your car and you walk through the crowd. You bargain for a teapot in the shape of an owl. So you walk and you walk and you walk to the coffee shop. Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, la la. Ooh la la, ooh la la, ooh la la, la la. Ooh, you feel lonely and shy, but you take the empty seat next to the cute guy.
So what was one of the songs on this record that you thought, I mean, you said that a lot of this came together pretty naturally and very easily. Was there one that came out just, you know, immediately, just the quickest you've...
They were all about, none of them was like a real struggle, you know, like trying to finish it. So, yeah, they were all pretty much, you know, give it like an hour or two, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I, you know, and you know, I'm lucky I get to write with other really, you know, prolific people. So maybe the song that I wrote with Charlie, I Don't Have Time to Be in Love, was you know, we sort of took a couple days with that, you know, just sending stuff back and forth with
but
lyrics.
But then
and
you're
stuff.
Still even saying it, we took a couple of days. Like some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's months.
I feel
and
like
months.
If it takes that long,
then
like.
Just move on.
Some things, yeah, not. At least for me, that's how I feel. Like when it flows out easily, it's, you know, because, I don't know, some kind of channel is open or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree.
Because when I start thinking and dwelling too much on a song, like it starts to become forced feeling.
Yeah.
And then I end up never wanting to play that song again because it's just not as genuine to me, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have time to be in love. Kissing you on the cheek 200 times a week. I don't have time to be in love. Way too much candlelight keeping me warm at night. But that's not true.
That was Priscilla Ahn playing live in our studio with I Don't Have Time to Be in Love and Ooh La La. Priscilla's new album is called When You Grow Up. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.